Wyatt Cox.
And welcome to this edition of the podcast. This is Wyatt Cox, and we're going to have something here a little bit that we did last year that was kind of fun. Talk about a couple of things, though. I want to just, because I never get to talk about some of the things that I do on the radio. And I just never get to, because a lot of the things that are in my life are things that I wouldn't even think about discussing. So I want to talk about a couple of things here. First of all, many of you know I love pro wrestling. Many of you know it's something I've enjoyed all my life. Probably the most fun time I had in my life was the 6-8 weeks I worked with Burt Prentice in Kansas, who still owes me money, in his Universal Wrestling Federation. Universal Championship Wrestling. That's what his bunch was called. But it was a hoot and a half. I got to work with some great old-time legends. Wahoo McDaniel, the late Ray Stevens. Del Wilkes, when he was still able to work as the Patriot. Some people who are still around today. God love Mark Starr and... I keep trying to think of all their... Dr. Tom Pritchard. Who had a great style. I love Dr. Tom. He was so much fun to work with. And my favorite was Victoria, was with one of the Southern Boys, Wild-Eyed Southern Boys. And it was such a hoot, because of the first time that he'd always worked as a good guy all his life, this first time that he had ever worked as a bad guy, and it was so much fun. He just loved it so much. But to the point that, I watch what I see on TV today, and I realize we were having so much fun. Not making a penny of money, but had a lot of fun. And so I always had a thing for wrestling. And I enjoy it to a degree, but... The sad part is what's going on these days and WWE's handling of their whole ECW thing is just abysmal. To the point where I bought myself a special Christmas present. I bought myself the world title belt, the one that was originally the Ric Flair belt that he came in with. And I really like it. I got it. I got Simon one just like it. My stepson just loves his. And we go around. It's Papa and Bubba got their belts. Relatives are in town, and they got to see them, and they just kind of went, what? Okay, fine. But that being said, I understand why Vince McMahon is doing the garbage he is with ECW. He wants to make money off the names. He's not recreating it. He can't. He cannot get any more edgy than he currently is. And primarily because he has a bunch of writers running the show that just have no clue what they're doing. They are incompetent, and he just needs to flush the whole bunch. I could pick about 10 people that could book the promotion better than he's booking it now. And it just, it's horrible. It's abysmal. That being said, I just wanted to touch on that very briefly. Some of you have asked about my health and how it's doing since Don Lemon passed away. We're doing fine. Thank you very much. It has been a trying time for me, and I'll be honest, my weight's not where it should be. But a lot of that is because the incentive just hasn't been there. Don was a great motivator, and for him not to be around anymore, for me to be alive and for him to be dead is a travesty. It really is, because Don... had so much to live for and had so much worth having that it's just sad. He had so much more to offer people than I do on a daily basis. Which brings us to today's contribution to our show. This is from, I believe it's April 13th of 2005. Now, you probably remember when they were coming out with the TV show about the Antichrist. You remember that? Well, something else broke that week, too. Maybe you can listen to this as I segue from one subject to that. Because of all of the exports that this nation has, and all of the exports that we don't have, the one which we need to export the most are illegal immigrants. Oh, by the way, there's this television show running right now on ABC called Revelations, talking about the fictionalized Second Coming and the coming of the Antichrist and all that. I just received word this morning that it's official. Yes, because Britney Spears and Kevin Federline are expecting a baby, so if that's not a sign of the Second Coming. 45 past the hour, American Sunrise, a Thursday morning edition, 14th day of April, and I'm Wyatt Cox. News and commentary on your favorite station. Now, as I was saying those words, my wife starts screaming at me as soon as I wrap it up. She says, "You, that is rude. That is wrong. You cannot say that." I go, "I just did." And so, in deference to my wife, I went ahead and finished the other segments, got it all done, and then decided, okay, we'll make it all right, won't we? We did.
You're 6 minutes away from news at the top of the hour on your favorite radio station. Right now, though, American Sunrise continues with a look at the lighter side of the news with Wyatt Cox.
And thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning edition, the 14th day of April. I'm Wyatt Cox. I've already gotten beaten by my wife this morning. She felt I was wholly insensitive in my bringing up the fact that the NBC program Revelations would be happening the same week that Britney Spears said she was pregnant. And my comments that it was a sign that maybe they were right. And so, anybody whom I offended by that, I will apologize now. However, I'm not going to stop at this point. No. Because music, please! Yes, just in time for their new WB television show. The ongoing saga of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. For it was just a few scant days ago, in their posh home, Britney steps out of the restroom, unable to figure out the EPT test that she's just taken, hands it to Kevin, who says, "Britney, it appears that you're pregnant." And of course, Britney, in that typical blonde, wonderful, wacky sentiment of hers, says, "Is it mine?" And yes, the official release. Britney Spears announcing she was pregnant with her first child, ending months of speculation, made the announcement on her website. "The time has finally come to share our wonderful news that we're expecting our first child together. Kevin and I just want everyone to know that all is well. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Love, Brittany and Kevin." Tune in again next time. There are thousands of jokes that I can go here. But my wife's already gotten the frying pan out, so let's just end it. Another episode of One Hoochie's Family.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bonehead of the Day Award, where stupidity is a rewarding experience. Here's another segment of Educating the Stupid. A Bonehead Award goes to all those people who made it necessary for the following companies to provide the following warnings and directions on their products. On Marks & Spencer bread pudding, product will be hot after heating. On a Salisbury salmon loin, warning, contains fish. On a range of frozen dinners, serving suggestion, defrost. On a bar of soap, directions, use like regular soap. On several brands of Christmas lights, for indoor or outdoor use only. On Tesco's tiramisu dessert, do not turn upside down. This is printed on the bottom of the box. And some brands of irons that warn, never iron clothes on the body. For American Sunrise, I'm Jerry Lerman for Bonehead of the Day Award.com.
How many times have you gotten up in the middle of the night and said,
"Phew, man, how hot is it in here?"
But it was just too dark to see the thermometer. Well, never again with Rocco's revolutionary tactile thermometer. Just touch it and...
yow! It's hot in here. Must be over 100.
With the Rocco tactile thermometer, you'll know the temperature with your eyes closed.
Ow! Man, it's hot.
Keep it in your pocket.
Ow! It's hot out here. I thought so.
Or even in your glove compartment.
Yow! That's hot!
The Rocco Tactile Thermometer, where the temperature is always at your fingertips.
Ow, man, it's hot.
I have some fun stuff there today. A couple of little closing words that I want to mention here. You know, there are a lot. We're coming up on the anniversary of September 11th, and all the people are sitting there in wringing their hands and saying, "Ain't it awful?" And all I can say is, it's been awful. Year after year after year, as I see all these events like this happening, and all it ends up doing is causing the government to clamp down on free media. You remember the Oklahoma City bombings that they all tried to blame on Timothy McVeigh and the crew, and all the unexplained situations surrounding that? See, what you have to remember, this is where it gets really, really tricky. September 11th was not an island unto itself. Oklahoma City was not an island unto itself. And whether or not the government had anything to do with them, they certainly did their own part to manipulate them, didn't they? They took advantage of Oklahoma City to throttle down talk radio and bully and scare radio stations out of carrying any kind of talk radio that varied from the norm. And that's what basically put a lot of talk radio stations said, "Well, you know what? Let's just start playing sports. You know, we got 17 sports networks out here to choose from. Let's start running those." And so all the good stations, instead of playing shows like my own and so many other good shows, Jerry Hughes and the like, they ended up going to run ESPN at night and argue the efficacy of a left-handed pitcher against a right-handed batter. I don't know. All I can tell you is radio's hurt, and it's going to be podcasts and information shows like this that make people realize that the Republicans and Democrats ain't got a chance. They ain't got a clue, and they can't make it happen without tromping on you. Those are my opinions. Nobody else's. I'll get into some more of this in a future podcast, and maybe actually I'll sit down and actually write something for us to talk about. In the meantime, in between time, I'm Wyatt Cox. Thank you for joining us in this edition of the podcast. We'll see you soon.